Breaking the chains of satanic deception and European religious and secular colonization. Let's go to a quick graphic real quick. Okay, pop on up text. Again, Yahuwah Elion commands us to worship him in the beauty of holiness and his Ruach Emet, spirit of truth, and not the Roman Catholic and Protestant religious fictions that dominate and enslave multiple beings to this present day. See Talim, Psalms, in your own Bible 29 and 2, and also you can on John, the 4th chapter, 31, and read verse 31 to 32 for yourself around here for good expounding. Okay, now what is the real name of Mashiach, the Messiah, which literally means my God's Savior? The name of the Son of Yahuwah El Elyon, Yahuwah being the Father's name, and El, the Most High Elohim El Elyon is his title, is Yahusha, which literally means Yahuwah is salvation and not Jesus, Iesus, which literally means my God, the Hail Zeus. Yahuwah El Elyon would never have his children worshiping or heading a false Greek god. It's time to leave these cages of religion and secular fiction. See, you can on Rashawn, 1 John, 2 chapters 18-22, up and around here. The sad thing about it is that so many of our deceived brothers and sisters are suffering from an acute case of Stockholm syndrome, and they love the oppressor and his religious and secular lies. See, 2 Corinthians 4, and read verses 1 through 7. Come out of darkness now. The name of Jesus is a 400-year-old name, probably because the English language never had the J in it until then. This is very important because it says in Yah's word, by one name only shall you be saved. This becomes frightfully important because it is a recent name not known by the Almighty, Yahuwah, El Elyon around here. And in fact, the original King James Bible had the name Iesus inside. This is also a historical record of the fact that the name Jesus is a very modern name in terms of history. Then on the flip side of the subject, we have the Greek god Zeus, who is a representation of the sun god, Helo, who is the devil as known by ancient cultures. Here below is some information on the subject, but take into account, no name beginning with the letter J can be attributed, my God, to Yahuwah El Elyon. So the name Jehovah cannot be the name of Yahuwah El Elyon, the Most High Elohim, Yahuwah or Yahusha, HaMashiach, the new Messiah around here. We have a clue to the name of the Almighty from the scripture and the word Hallelujah. Again, Hallel means to praise. And the praise attributed to who? Yah, which means praise Yah, so Yah is his name. So what was the name of the anointed Messiah? Yahusha, which means Yahuwah is salvation, because he came in his Father's name, which is Yahuwah, which means I am he whose life behold in your hands. People reign. Yah's word implores us to do what? Study. To do what? To show yourself approved unto Yah, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Rightly divide in the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more wickedness. Timothy Shinai, 2 Timothy 2 and 15, actually 2 Timothy 2, verses 15 through 16, in the Hall of Sefer. Again, Yah's word again says, implores to do what? Prove all things. That term proves means to verify and validate. Cross them T's and dot them I's. Prove all things. And hold fast for that which is good and abstain from all appearance of evil. Tas Lanakim, Rashawn, 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter, 5, 21 through 22. Of the 12 Sanford. Yahweh again implores my God to what? Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things come the wrath of Yah upon the children of who? Disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were in time past darkness, but now ye are light in Yahuwah, so walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Ruach is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto Yah, and have no fellowship whatsoever with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame to speak of the thing, those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatever does make manifest is light. Wherefore, He says, awake you to sleep and rise from the dead, and my shield shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but fully understanding what the will of Yah is. FSM Ephesians 5, 6 through 17, I'm 12 Sefer. Then said Yahushua to those Yahudim, which believed in him, if ye continue in my word, pay attention, Yahudim is plural form for the governing tribe of the nation of Yahshua, which is Yahuda, which means my God, worshippers of Yahuwah. Again, then said Yahushua to those Yahudim, which believed on him, if you continue my word, then are ye my Talmidim. Talmidim means disciples, learned ones, indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You can on. John 8, 31, 32, up in this piece, out of 12 Sefer. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. You can on. John 17, 17. And hereby we do know that we know him if we guard. That term guards means to what? Keep and perform his commandments. He that says, I know him and guards what who guards not, who does not keep and perform his commandments, is a liar, and the truth of the Most High Yah is not in him or her. But whoso guards the king's word in him, truly is the love of Yahweh perfected. And hereby know we that we are in him. He that says he abides in him ought himself also to follow the king's supreme example and walk even as he walk around here. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but as an old commandment which you have in the beginning, which is what? Love the Most High Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, your mind, and love your neighbors yourself around here. Hello? Hello? Again, the new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you? Because the darkness has passed and the true light now shines. You can now respond, 1 John 2, 3 through 8, out of 12 Sefer. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. 1 ounce of fiction disqualifies the whole statement. You can already Sean, 1 John 2, 20, 21. The king commands to worship how? In the beauty of holiness. Psalms 29, 2. And in his spirit and truth. John, you can on. 4, 22, 24. Again, so therefore, let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. That he has promised us even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that attempt to seduce you. But the anointing which ye have heard have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things. What anointing is he talking about? He's talking about what his Ruach Emet, his spirit of truth around here. They deposit in the hearts and minds of his sons and his daughters who have gone through the salvation protocol of what? Confession, repentance, baptism, belief, receipt. Hello? Pay attention. That same spirit of truth. And again, Yah's spirit of truth is what? It empowers his sons and his daughters with what? His Ruach Chachma, his spirit of wisdom, his Ruach Zion, his spirit of revelation, his Ruach Bana, his spirit of understanding around here. So I'm asking you again, who the heck got time to be confused if you have gone through the salvation protocol and received my God, your spirit of truth? That's the misnomer. It don't operate like that. Let's understand these things. Yah is not the author of confusion, but divine truth and absolution. Satan and man, his human puppets, are the architects of confusion and deception, falsehood and misdirection. Understand these things. Read that again, please. So, let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning should remain in you, ye also should continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that attempt to seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received in him abides in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But it's the same anointing teach you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it's taught you, you should abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him in his coming. So if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that does righteousness is born of him. Because why? His children are going to reflect, my God, the nature of those that have received his spirit around here. Now, like the kings of my God in Romans 8 chapter. If you don't have my spirit, you're not mine. But if you're behind, have my spirit, and you're behind, should reflect, my God, the divine nature and the attributes, my God, the Heavenly Father, my God, the divine around here. We read about my God, that and my God, second reading, my God, the first chapter, verses 3 through 10 of this piece. Hello? So again, by their fruit, shall you know them? By their deeds, you shall know them. From the righteous comes righteous behavior. From the wicked comes wicked behavior. Ain't no freaking fracking, my God, mystery. Hello? Again, yo, you can always Rashawn, yo. 1 John 2, 24-29 out of 12 Sefer. Yahweh is perfect. Hashtag Yahweh is perfect. The divine school of thought. Divine truth. Sovereign wisdom. Ruach HaMetz, be the truth around here. Pragmatic intelligence. Transformative truisms. Absolute answers and solutions. No, not a lick of confusion. Perpetual investment systems. Sean D. Foster, Enterprise International. True University and Parmenia Group. King, priest, scholar, word of Yah. Truthologist. Truth Titan. Master, holistic, transformation strategist. I pray that this, my God, quick excerpt, my God, was proved to be, my God, a illuminatory, my God, blessing, and a means of, my God, great revelation, my God, to you and yours. Y'all's best and blessings eternal. What's up with it?